Welcome back to Mountain Money. In studio this morning, we have Maren Mullen, the owner of Gallery Mar. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. We started the show by talking a little bit about Arts Fest this weekend. Tell us a little bit about what your perception of the event was and where do you think it's going?
I think it's one of the seminal events for Park City and helps to put us on the map as an art community. And I love that we have it. It just keeps growing every year.
Does it create traffic for the galleries during the weekend, or do you think it just creates awareness overall of where we fit in the arts constellation, so to speak?
I think there's a lot of traffic in general. Mm-hmm. If you mean sales, absolutely. A lot of our collectors are in town, and they're coming to enjoy the festival, and they come in and see us, too.
Tell us a little bit, for those who haven't been to the gallery, tell us a little bit about where you fit in the marketplace. What kind of a gallery are you? What kind of artists do you have?
Absolutely. So we're a contemporary gallery, which means we show all living artists. And the work is that transitional blend between realism and abstraction. So we do have several artists who work fully in abstract and some artists whose pieces are more realistic. But for us, it's about fitting within a mountain contemporary home. And we have a lot of collectors who live across the country, but who want that look in their home. We have folks in Florida who buy our bison paintings, and we have collectors in the San Francisco area who have our abstract pieces in their home. So we have a broad range.
And some of your artists are local. Bridget Meinhold
is a local favorite artist. Absolutely.
And you sort of are responsible for her career, aren't you?
Well, not responsible for the career, but certainly for launching her mm-hmm. in the art community. She is now a dear friend. I was up hiking in her neighborhood with her yesterday.
It is.
I feel really fortunate that I'm able to combine not only my life's work, but with my passions and my friendships. And what I do is really not just my work, but it's my life. So it's
and
nice
she's
to come
local, but you
she
also
is.
Have artists from all over the country. Rebecca Kincaid, a great artist from Vermont, right?
Yes, an artist that reached out to me 6 years ago now and wanted to show in the gallery and was someone that was on my radar, and I very gratefully said yes. And yeah, Rebecca is one of our top artists. She right now is in Ireland. She did a residency last year in Iceland, really an interesting artist, and we do a sellout solo show with her every year in the winter.
So how do you pick those artists? What are you looking for? How do you know what's going to play in your gallery?
Well, I always start out with, is it something that I'm attracted to? Because there has to be an authenticity to what I represent and my connection with the artist. And so with Rebecca's work, not only were they so full of joy, but there's something really beautiful about her process. She works with these tools, marble dust, wax in her work. She has a really interesting combination of media. And so it's something that, quite literally, I want to have in my home. And I think my collectors at this point trust me that when something comes into the gallery, it's not only a well-recognized artist, but something that fits within the other work that they collect.
Now, I understand you, in order to help people understand your gallery, you put together a series of videos?
Yes. So we decided with our 10th anniversary celebration that we would hire a videographer, Claire, with Eclectric Brew Productions. And she has done a monthly series where she's produced these two-minute videos that highlight our artists, some really fantastic projects that we've done, as well as just the gallery in general. And it's been so fun to catalog all of these experiences and then allow our collectors and our guests and friends to really see another side of the gallery and see how everything gets put together.
And because this is radio, we can't run a little tagline at the bottom and tell people where to find those.
GalleryMar.com/gallery. So if you click on the gallery tab, and then we have our latest blogs, press, and the videos on that page.
And what percentage of your traffic are tourists and new people coming into your gallery? You've got that great Main Street location versus people who come back week after week or month after month. I know your gallery is a must stop for me whenever I'm on Main Street to see what you've
got.
That's
so kind. Thank you. That means a lot. So our collectors are a wonderful combination of people who find us firsthand by walking through, and then some really fantastic repeat collectors who come back in. It's hard to tell percentages. We also have a thriving newsletter that has become kind of a cult following. We send out 3,000 newsletters every month. And so we have people from all over the country who follow us and then who buy things online or over email through that.
And you have those wonderful, I'm going to call them screens, in the back. Yes. So you walk through the gallery, but then I always like going in the back and pulling those out and seeing what you have. How do you know what to display and what to put back there? I mean, I guess you have an artist show that
Absolutely.
Will be predominant.
Absolutely. Yeah, an artist show, but also I really rely on my staff to tell me what people are looking for. I have wonderful people that work for me and with me, and so they help to tell me what we should be bringing out.
To what extent do you have sales that are fueled by designers as opposed to the collectors themselves?
Oh, I love working with designers. We have some really important connections here. Barclay Butera has been a fantastic resource for us. But the great thing about working with the designers, not only do they have exceptional taste and they really know what to pull, but also they're always bringing in new, fun collectors. So we love working with designers, and that's a brisk part of our business.
We know, you mentioned before that the videos were part of the 10th anniversary celebration, and I know you have an event coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So our public 10th anniversary reception is this Friday on the 10th, coincidentally, from 6 to 9, and we have a beautiful group show of some of our favorite artists, including one of my painters that was the first artist to ever say yes.
Oh, neat.
Over 10 years ago now.
Who was that?
Fred Caleri is his name. He's an artist now living in the Santa Barbara area, and he paints these whimsical figurative works. Children, adults, couples, skiing, fishing, really joyful pieces.
We've been a fixture here for 10 years, so a lot of people may not know how you got your start.
Yes. So when I moved to Park City, I did a wonderful mess of odd jobs, including working in a hotel lobby, planning bat mitzvahs, and I took a couple of days working in a gallery, and I just loved it, and had a wonderful mentor in Susan Meyer, who owns the Meyer Gallery. And I'm incredibly grateful not only to for her mentorship, but her continued friendship. She just supported me at the Kimball Arts Center Gala, which I chaired on Thursday, 400 people, and Susan was one of the first to say, I'd love to come and support you.
So was that gala successful? Was the arts festival
successful? It was. Yes. I know. On another note, so really fantastic. We had nearly 400 people and we raised $330,000.
Wow.
So we are kind of on cloud nine. Yeah.
And you're involved with the Art Center, obviously. And
I am,
are you excited about the path they're taking?
I am. I really am. I think anything that helps to put more art in front of our community is a good thing. And the arts new district, I think, is really exciting. I can't wait to see that come together. I'm so excited that Bjarke is going to be doing the design work, and I look forward to seeing what kind of spaces they have. So
it's a new opportunity for the Kimball Arts Center, isn't it? It's going to be exciting to see where that goes. Mm-hmm. And speaking of exciting, you talked about how you got started. Mm-hmm. Now there is sort of an evolution in your career where you're working with some big developments now, aren't you?
Yes. Actually, we just am talking with another developer right now about doing fine artwork for their common area spaces. So it's been a trend, I would say, and with so much development in Park City, to see a lot of, they're beautiful, but they're posters and reproductions and photographs. But this year we had a wonderful opportunity to work with One Empire Pass, the East-West developers, to put in 15 original works of art within their common area spaces of One Empire Pass, which is this incredible condo development up in Empire Pass. And we've just had a great response from realtors to guests. Everyone says it just elevates the building, and it really is now a singular property, I think due in part to the art.
And how have you seen customers' tastes develop throughout the year? They like bigger, they like smaller, is it all unique?
It's all unique, and that's one of the beautiful things about art, right? I mean, everybody sees something different. Everybody's looking for something different. So we try and find commonalities, but I always go back to, you know, what do I like?
And to what extent are you seeing any trends in terms of the relationship between sort of a two-dimensional art and three-dimensional art?
Oh, people are always drawn to both. And we do find that there are some collectors who just, they consistently are looking for sculpture in their life. And so that, you know, manifests itself in different iterations. But if you have a brand new home, you're usually starting with what's on the walls. And then that can continue through to what's on the desk or what's on the side table or what's in the hall.
And Park City is a big nonprofit community. And we would be remiss not to mention how you contribute to the nonprofit community. You donate your space once a month to nonprofits.
We do. We do a lot of nonprofit events, and we give away a lot of dinners in the gallery. And we do a lot of events where we donate a percentage of sales. And I've been really fortunate to have this incredible connection to the community because of my space. And I couldn't do that if I was just a layperson or if I had a 9-to-5 here in town. So having the space and having the beautiful energy that we have there has allowed us to do these events and make those connections.
We've been talking to Maren Mullen, the owner of Gallery Mar. We've had really
enjoyable time spending time with her. And we suggest that you might want to spend time with her Friday night at the gallery, 10th anniversary celebration from 6 to 9. What's the address?
436 Main Street.
Thanks for spending time with us. Mountain Money. We'll be right back.